The local government clerk came in as I was leaving for the farm. He wanted his council tax. I told him that money was something my pockets hadn't seen for months. And he said that there was a conspiracy in the village because everybody was saying the same thing. I told him that the moon everybody had seen was no more a mirage. And he said he wasn't leaving my house till he had his tax in his hand. Therefore, I took my sack of implements and told him to look after my house. He told me he was warning me that he would seize my yams. I looked at my 2 tubers and 4 inches of yam, and my chest began to knack again. Poisonous serpents and demons. I told him that if he didn't leave my house before I opened my eyes, anybody who saw the bites on his body would think I owned a dog. He told me that the reason why they nicknamed him the Go-Go was that he never turned back. I told him that he would soon see the difference between the fly that followed the rubbish to the dump and the one that followed the corpse down into the grave. He pulled out a whistle and shook it in my face. He told me that I was playing with arrest and detention, that a single blow on his whistle would bring the police running. But his voice was shaking as well. So I told him I had no quarrel with that, but that he should also whistle for a hares for the cops they would meet with me. He shouted that we villagers were idiots, that we wouldn't pay our taxes, but we'll keep complaining that there was no water in the pump and no chalk at the school. But that was all frustration, because he was shouting from outside my house. I told him that the womb of the pauper had many beautiful and stillborn dreams, and that it was better for me to eat my tax than for him and his boss at the local government to eat it. Then I locked my door and went to the farm. It is the man and his government that are idiots, as if it made any sense to go looking for something in the pocket of someone who was looking for something.